We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Hei Amud Aleph. We are starting six lines from the top by Toshima. Umil Sugya of Helech. We have two Rav Chiyas. It's called Rav Chiya Kamaisa, the first Rav Chiya, and the second Rav Chiya. The first Rav Chiya taught us that not only is a moed of a mixas chayav a shuah, that means if Reuven says, tell Shimon, you owe me $100, and Shimon says, yeah, I owe you 50, but not the other 50, he has to make a shuah on the other 50. Even if Adim say he owes 50, and Shimon said he owes nothing, but Adim say he owes 50, he also has a chiyav moed the mixas, a shuah moed the mixas. That's the first Rav Chiya. Second Rav Chiya is a din of Halach. There is a case where he's moed the taka. He's moed the owes $50. But he says, it's right here. Here it is. Either it's a pekadoin, and then whatever it is, it belongs to the owner. That's the case of Halach. Or according to the Ran, the case is he has $50 right here in front of him. He's ready to, it's in his hand, ready to pay. So the cases of Halach are cases where you don't have to collect it. So maybe that becomes, that's not moed the mixas, because that part of it is over, and then the whole entire venitin is only the other 50, so it's not called moed the mixas. So we had a machlekes. If Shesh shows you potter, Rav Chiya holds chayiv, even by Halach. So that was the second machlekes, if Halach is chayiv, moed the mixas, or not. So here we're going right in the sugya of Halach. Toshima, Netani Ra'am Bachama, Arba'a Shoimrim Tzricha, Kfira b'mixas, v'dav b'mixas. We know there are four Shoimrim, the Shoimachinam, Shoyel, Sotnei Sesacha, and Aseicher, this means the Shoimrim Sachar and Aseicher. These four Shoimrim make a Shvua. Ra'am Bachama teaches us, we had this in Baba Kama, that you only chayiv shvua if you also have moed of mixas, which is because the pasuk says in the parasha of moed of mixas, the parasha of moed of mixas is said in the parasha of shomrim. We didn't learn out the chayiv shvua of moed of mixas, but in the words asher yoimar ki huzeh, he said this is the way it is, which means he said it's not like that but like this, and it says in the parasha of shomrim. Therefore, Rav Machama says that the only time you are chayiv by a shomrim for shvua is if you have moed of mixas. The other man, the Amrim, argue and they say, no, ki huzeh doesn't belong in the parasha of Shomrim. It's in the wrong place. It really belongs, it's ear of parashas, which means mixed parashas. It really belongs somewhere else. It belongs by the parasha of Tayim Venitim, by Halva. But by Kesav Talva, like Rashi says in Baba Kama. But Rav Machama says, no, it belongs here where it is. And it comes out, you only chayiv a shvua by Shomrim only if you have a moedim a mixas and kfir a mixas, and also, what's the shvua for by a shomer? For the thing that he's potter on. For example, shomer chinam is potter on geneva v'aveda, so he has to swear that it was not a pshia but geneva v'aveda. Shomer sachar is potter on oynis, he has to swear that it was oynis and not the geneva v'aveda. And a shoyel is potter on mesa machmas malacha, and he says that it wasn't a regular oynis, it was a mesa machmas malacha, that's what the shvua is for. But that shvua will only happen if you also have moida mixas and kfir mixas. So how's that possible? You have to have moida mixas, kaifer mixas, and also swearing that it's a psia. What if the swearing is not a psia? What if that it's a gneva or it's an oinus? How is it possible? So the brisa goes further. Heridami, lav. No, not brisa goes further. The Gemara goes further and explains what will be the case hayichayiv by shomrim d'shvua. Heridami, lav the amalei helach, which means that you said here. This one is yours, that's the Moida. The other behemoth, let's say it was three behemoths, the more than explained. The case would have to be a three behemoths. Because on the three behemoths, it means the owner comes to the Shem and says, I gave you three behemoths. So he says, here's one behemoth, that's fine, here, right here, here it is. The other behemoth, I never took from you. And the third behemoth, it died by Einus. So he makes a shvua on the Einus, he makes a shvua on the other behemoth that he's claiming never had. So you have Moida Mixas, Kaifer mixas and the shvua. That's the case. So it's a case of Halach. Because the one behemoth you said, here it is. And that's a classic case of Halach. And what do you see? Yechayit. Lav domale Halach. Zogmar loy. Domale, the story is like this. It says, Gilon paris b'sa'atilach. The owner says to the shomer, I gave you three paris. Umesu kulub shia. And he says, I don't know where they are. They're dead. Give me back money for three paris. Vamale ihu, the shomer says, Chodol loy advaim. One of them never happened. V'chodah meisa b'aynis. One of them died b'aynis. And I'll make a shua on that. V'chodah meisa b'shia. One of them I'm asking. Meisa b'shia. I'm either. So here, it's not a case of halach. Why? Because it's dead. You owe the money. You have to collect the money. It's not a case of halach. The b'ina shlumilach. I have to pay it. Glav halachu. It's not halach. So we thought that Rav Macham was talking about a case where one of the behemoths were alive and saying, here it is. But it's not the case of Moida. The case of Moida was that it was Moida died b'shia, therefore he's chayav to pay. So we try to bring a raya that halach is chayiv by moedim mixas. Kamash, well, it's not a case of halach where the behemoth is not alive, it's not here, it was mesav b'shia. Zog the Gemara Vaita. Toshima, now I'm going to go back to Rav Chiya Kamaisa. Toshima, the Tony Avua, the Rebbe Abtoiriki, the father of Rebbe Abtoiriki, says, he brings a Braisa, and he's an Abakasha on Rav Chiya. Tony Avua, the Rebbe Abtoiriki, the Rav Chiya Kamaisa, says in the Braisa, Moni Libi Yod Chavlo, Imi Lachar De Klum. Reuven goes to him and says, you owe me $100. Says, no, I don't know anything. And Edom say, yeah, he is chai 50, which is half. The Bryce says, Yochul Shava Ashar. Maybe you say there's a chi of Shvua. Als Moide Mixas, Tamaloimar, I'll call Aveda Shuyemer Kihuzeh. The Pasuk says, I'll call Aveda Shuyemer Kihuzeh Shuyemer. He says, Kihuzeh. This is the way it is. Al Dos Pivata Machaivoi. Viat Machaivoi Dos Edom. He chayv on the daas piv by mixas, but not chayv shvua on the daas edim. It says in the pasuk, "Hashem yoyimer ki huzeh." And when dashing from the pasuk, dafka daas piv and not daas edim. You know, maybe it's a kavachaymer, but we're saying it's a miyut in the pasuk. So we have a brisa, not like the first abchir. Remember, the first abchir says that edim is just like moedim mixas. We learn from a kavachaymer. Here, this brisa as a kasher abchir that this brisa is not like abchir. We have a miyut in the pasuk that says only. Piv makes a chi of shvua, not Edom.
He made a
kavachaymer. There's a meat in the pasuk. A meat in the pasuk is not going to kavachaymer. Can you do it? All of a shas. If there's a meat in the pasuk, you don't need a piv. If you want to make a kavachaymer, you need a meat. Because the kavachaymer, you need a meat in the pasuk. So you can make a meat. As you and my kiyu is that. So the Gemara, so if we have a kasha, it's tiyuf to the Rav Chiya. Right, the Gemara, masnita karamis Allah the Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya tano upalik. What do you want from Rav Chiya? It's not Kasha Rav Chiya. It's a Braisa. Good. Rav Chiya is a Tana Hu Apalik. And Tosis points out that if you look back at the Gemara on Daf Gimel Aleph, it says Tani Rav Chiya. Even though Rav Chiya wouldn't be a Tana, he said a Braisa. He said a Braisa. So Tosis says, could be not Gerag Arisa. Look at Tosis Rav Chiya, Tana Hu Apalik. Igasin Le'el Om Rav Chiya Asi Shaper. That's very good, because they're saying he's a Tana Hu Apalik. Rav Chiya was the uncle of Rav. Rav says right Tana Upalak. So Rav Chiya is Tana Upalak. He's close to being a Tana. And but it says Igasin Om Rav Chiya Asa Shapa. Phil Igasin Tani Rav Chiya Yesh Loimar Hachkama. That Phil Loy have a Bryce Tana Upalak. So even if it wouldn't be Bryce Tana Upalak. Either way, we're saying Rav Chiya is not responsible for this Bryce. He argues. Ah, it's a Pasuk. With the Pasuk. A Krokama. Ah, he's saying a Pasuk. Zok to Gemara. Hu Lemoida Mixas Ataina. He says that's not an extra Pasuk. That is the Makar. For Moedim Mixas, Chayev Shvua. It doesn't, and we learn from there, Kavachaymer. It's not a meat, it's not extra pasuk. So what's pshat in Avua, the Rabbi Pray to Kri? Well, what's pshat in him? Avua, the Rabbi Pray to Kri, Amalach, Ksiv Hu, Ksiv Zeh. It says, Ki Hu Zeh. Sachad, Moedim Mixas Tainom, wants to teach us the Din of Moedim Mixas. Vechad, Lahaidos, Edim, the Potter. The other ones teach us that Edim does not Machayev Shvua, the Potter. Ki Hu Zeh, only this. Is only if he says ki hu zeh yichayev and nothing else. So it's two psukim, the hu and the zeh. The hu is teaching us moedim mixas. The zeh teaches us not edim. So what does the Rav Chiya do? Veida chad le moedim mixas hatayna. One of them teaches us din moedim mixas. Vechad le moedim min hatayna. That halach is that if I'm tying two things, let's say I'm tying a chitim and sairim, and he's moedim on chitim and not sairim, is that called moedim mixas or not? So he learns from here, you have to have moedim min hatayna. That's how it's be. Ki huzeh has to be moedim min hatayna. So that's what the extra word is for. What does the avu, the prayer to ki do? Ve'idach moedim min hatayna, less like. He holds that it is called a good idol. So like Rav Gamil, Tan, Tanu chitim hoy loyv esayrim, Pater, Rav Gamil, Chayv, he holds taka chayv in that. You don't have a miyat that. He holds taka chayv if it's not the same min hatayna. He doesn't hold the whole min hatayna miyat. And therefore he has a miyat for the Rav Chiya, Kamaisa for the din of Edim. So it comes out that we have here really a shikul machlokes on Rav Chiya, but still, Tosfos speaks out here that Nira da halacha k Rav Chiya, that Daas Edim will work, and Ayin Sham, the discussion who we paskin like, but in any case, we have over here, this is the end of the sugya of the two Rav Chiyas, Rav Chiya Kamaisa, and Rav Chiya Basraisa. Rav Chiya Kamaisa said that Daas Edim is ksidim by the mixas, and we have Rav Chiya Basraisa, which said that Halach is chayiv, and that we pass in Rav Sheshes, who holds Halach is potter, like Tosfos spoke out before, that we pass in that Halach is potter according to Tosfos.
Why is the Chitim sign called Minatayna?
It's two different.
It's the way you do things in my one thing.
Right, so the moida and the kfir have to be on the same thing. Theory, you moida on one thing, kfir on something else, that's not called minataina.
No, that's
two things. Chitam and Zerim are two things. Yeah. Chitam and Zerim are not mitzdarif, even for chal, you know that? Chitam and Zerim. It's very much two things. If you said chita and then and spelt, maybe, klar, you know, chitam and Zerim are definitely two minim. Everyone agrees two minim. So, the more vaita. A whole raya, the master they call yoima. Chevosa b'sahadi. The raya is a raya. He's a shepherd, and the person Reuven used to give him his 10 behemoths every day. But he was a little worried about his raya. He was a little worried about the shepherd that he might claim it's his. So every day he gave him the 10 with Edom, and like Tosha speaks out, he said you have to give it back with Edom also. That was the case. That was the story. Every day he didn't trust him that much. So one day Yom Echad Moshe leble sahadi. One day he couldn't get Edom. It was early in the morning. The Elm was sleeping, and he didn't give it to Edom. He gave the 10 behemoths to the Raya, and finished, he left. L'soif, and then later on, he comes to him, he says, where's my behemoths? Amalu lo Edom v'Elm, he didn't bring it today. He mamashah, the one day with Edom, he claimed it never happened. Also, Sadi, so here's a case of Kaifa Kol, the shepherd's tiny, he never got any of the 10 behemoths. L'maisa, also Sadi, Asidu beit ochel tartim now. Edom came and said that he ate two of them. He ate two of the behemoths. So here we have a case of Kaifa Kol, but we have Edom saying Yechayev on two. So this moida mixas or not? Om Rav Zeira, Isil Rav Chia Kamaisa Mishtaba Ashara. If you hold Rav Chia Kamaisa, you make a shua on the other eight, because here it's considered moida mixas because of Edom. Edom can't be worse than a das piv like Rav Chia. That's what Rav Zeira said. If you're Rav Chia, you have a case of Chiyav Shua. You think you make a shua? You have a gazlan. He's a confirmed gazlan. We have here a case where the Edom say this shepherd took two of the behemoths and shechted and ate it. So he's a gazlan because he now lives shalach yavayad. Here's no ishtamut ishtamet. If you take two behemoths that you're not allowed to shecht and you eat it, there's no ishtamut ishtamet here. Here he's a gazlan. He stole the owner's behemoths. So yeah. It's not halach here. It was dead. It's not halach here. No, halach means if you're ready to pay it, not ready to pay. Halach means only on the moida. Only on the moida part is halach. Moida means moida, so here it is. So he's denying the aid. He's swearing that he doesn't owe it. No halach on that. Halach is on something that you're saying I'm paying it. Halach means here it is. So here, on these two, it's dead, so it's not here it is, not halach. He has to pay for it. And he's a confirmed gazlan by his tiny as well, because you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat someone else's behemoths without permission. So here is a gazlan, so he's allowed to make a shua. L'chayra, a gazlan is not allowed to make a shua. He's chashar al shua. So Malay says, you're right. Shekeneg de kamina. The law is that if the person chayav a shua can't make a shua, so then the chamu made a takana that the one who's kenegdai can make a shua. That's the law. The one who's kenegdai can make a shua. That's the Kanz Chum. When do you make it? It's not. You don't always make this dinner connector. Sometimes you say Metoch She'eni Yochel Yishava Yishalim. And Tosha speaks out when you say which one. I and Tosha the Master Shul connector. But here we're saying by the Kashul Chayra, he's a Gazlan, confirmed Gazlan. Turns no, the other guy will swear. The owner will swear that you did take my other eight and you owe it to me. So it's very the Gemara. Hashanami. The lesser Rav Chia, even the holder Rav Chia, there should be a shua. Forget Rav Chia. There should be a shua anyway. The chayvim of Rav Nachman. We should be chayv also Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is a chayv. There's a tenah with the Mishnah. Mon leviyot chaylich viyot dipata. Look, is if someone says to Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon says, I owe nothing. You know, you don't have to take a shua. It's no way to mix us. But Rav Nachman is a chayv. Rav Nachman, mashbin oisay shua as hesis. Then with the Rabbanon, you make a shua as hesis. What's the lashon hesis? Rashi says, shua shesisu chachamim lekach. We want to force him to be moida. That's the lashon of like convincing him. We want to convince him to be moida, and therefore we make him make a shua. Even by kaifa akoil, we make him make a shua. So here, the Gemara is saying, why do you have to come into Rav Chia to say chayav a shua? Stam is like, even if you're older Rav Chia, even if it's a kaifa akoil, we chayav a shua to Rav Nachman. So you could have said anyway here, you chayav a shua to Rav Nachman, and we also have to be shukenegdoi because he's a choshed al shua because he's a gazlan. But the Gemara's question is, why do you have to come into Rav Chia? Typically, Yechayev Shua, because Rav Nachman, Shua is Hesus. So Gemara answered, I'll tell you why I didn't say that. Because Rav Nachman Takanti. Rav Nachman Shmuel is the Rabbanon. But the Kanto lit the Kanto lo yavdinon. You don't make a takana for a takana. Here, the din that the other guy swears because the one who's chayav a shvua is a choshen al shvua, is a gazlin. So we say we flip the shvua back on the treveya. That's the rabbanon din. We don't make a derabbanon on the rabbanon. Like idea of the same idea as gzera l'gzera. You don't make a takana on a takana. Therefore, the only way there'll be a shvua in this case would only be if it's a moedim miksas, if edim are considered moedim miksas, then really the shepherds chayav a shvua, and because you can't make a shvua, because the gazlin will flip it on to the teveya, the owner, the balabais, he'll make the shvua instead, shvua of a noitel. And here, but okay, let's say it would not be moedim miksas, be kaif akol, and Rav Nachman shvua is hesin, he can't make shvua is hesin, will be halacha. But it speaks out, there'll be a matayim shayach l'shav mashalim. He says there, We don't say it's not like shayach hachkir brishis. It's not shayach here to say teruch shayach shav shalom over here because it won't be the shayach over here. I shom the meram. In any case, you would not make a shvua in such a case, and it would be believed for kaif karl here. Not believed, but there's no choice here because no takana shekinegdai noital. We know takana on that. But in any case, right now we'll just get back into the cheshbon. We're going like this: that the roya claimed he had nothing. Adam said he ate two of them. So we said, you have to make a shvua another eight, but it can't make a shvua because it's a gazlan. So what happens? Shekenegdoi yitol. What happens is that the teveya will swear on the other eight. Now, Zogmar Akasha, the what if they come into gazlan? V'tepik lei, tahavalei roya. Well, that's a kasha on a baya. Why are you asking about gazlan who? Stamazai. How does a roya ever make a shvua? I stam roya is a gazlan. Remember who the stam roya apostle? Stam roya is apostle for edus and apostle for shvua. Why? Because he brings his behemoths to pasture in other people's fields, and therefore he's a confirmed ganav. He's a ganav, so he's anyway apostle edus and apostle of shvua. So why do we have to come on to the case over here? Because he ate two of them, therefore he's a gazlan. Stam is every roya is a gazlan. My answer is like kasha hodi day hod alma. Like kasha hodi day. The only by his own, a shepherd is shepherding his own flock, there there's a chash, they'll eat in other people's properties. Because there he wants his animals to be well fed, he doesn't want to wait till he gets to Hefker, they're starving, he feels bad for them, and therefore he pastures in other people's fields. Masha Inkin, when he's pasturing other people's animals, he doesn't care so much for the animals, and he doesn't mind waiting until he gets to the Hefker, until he lets them eat. Hodamal is not. And what's the reason? Because Adam Khoite Veloy Loy. They're not Khoite for someone else. I'm not gonna, you know, give fatten up these behemoths and steal for someone else for you. I'm not gonna do that for you. And I'm being a raya, you have to say like that, that there's no chash gneva by a raya other people's animals. How do we give our animals to a raya? Well, it says that you're not allowed to put a stalling block in front of someone. Here, if I give him behemoths, and I know he's going to steal with it, am I allowed to do that? Elo chazoko ein odom choyte veloy loy. A person does not do a chet that's not negay for him, and therefore, by a raya of other people's behemoths, he's not a confirmed gazlan. And the only reason why here we said he can't make a shua is because in such a case there's a chash of. In such a case, there's a chash of gazlim because he ate two of them, and that's why we say shekinek de yeshava. But also shuas heses, we wouldn't say that because there's no takanta letakanta. That's why by shuas heses would not make the shua. And then more akasha, a roya. Anyways, the gazlim says no, a roya for other people's things is not a gazlim because there ain't adam chasha, ain't adam chayte v'loy loy. Not worth him to chayte for someone else's thing.